Oscars for a minute because, and I know you watched it from start to end, Fev, where you find the time. It blows my mind.
I missed the first little bit.
But I'm going to just generally say, from my observation, boring. Nothing really to speak of. Faye and Warren nailed it after the last year's mishap with the Best Picture.
He almost butchered it. He nearly butchered it again. He was so nervous, but it was good to see them back out. And I wasn't quite sure whether he was supposed to read out the winner because it looked like she was about to say it. And I rewound it and said, oh, look at this.
So hang on, FIFA, but it's only boring if there's stuff-ups.
No, it's only boring. Like, to be honest, and this may not be the politically correct thing to say, okay, but let's be honest. Okay. Unless there are stuff-ups, somebody makes a mistake, somebody wears something really atrocious, it's just dull.
Yeah, fair play.
I mean,
it went smoothly then.
It went really smoothly. Yeah. And I want to say a big congratulations to Frances McDormand, who won Best Actress and what a wonderful film. It's one of the only films I've seen this year, Three Billboards. But she was outstanding. Actually, this was the controversy. Someone stole her Oscar.
Oh.
Took it off her table, her statuette, from when she was at the Governor's Ball.
I don't think you'd get far with that, would you?
Well, no, they've
been... You're not going to put that on eBay. Gumtree, Craigslist.
LAPD were involved and the thief has been charged with grand theft.
Oh,
like
wow.
If that was a sneaky joke, like a waiter's gone, let's just put this away and let's see if she misses it, that's gone very pear-shaped. But I want to talk about Frances for a second because she is brilliant and I've always loved her. Fargo was where I first came, she came to my attention back when I was like at school. I remember thinking, she's awesome. So well done, Frances. And I want to celebrate her by playing her acceptance speech.
It was very different.
It was. She was excitable. I was wondering, had she had a couple?
I thought the same thing.
But this was just a little grab of her acceptance speech.
Come on. Ms. Boyman.
Oh, hang on.
I think she has had a couple.
Now, it did get me going because nothing gets me going like an infectious laugh. See, I'm a giggler. I'm a laugher, and if somebody else starts laughing, I laugh, particularly when they've got a unique laugh like that.
Right.
And nothing I like more than a unique laugh. Let's be honest, Fran Drescher, she built a career on one.
No, you don't. That's not your laugh.
Then there was from Friends, who could forget Chandler's annoying ex-girlfriend, Janice.
They're all very similar.
Frances McDormand.
Now, I'm going to get out in front of this and say I don't have a good laugh myself.
I
can
either.
Get very machine gunny. I can totally drop into the... So, 131060, let's set ourselves a mission here.
Okay.
Can we find Melbourne's most unique laugh?
Oh, I like this.
131060, if you and your friendship group or your work colleagues often point out that you have a unique laugh,
great,
or your laugh is... look, sometimes
how are we
going to
make them laugh?
Sometimes it can get labelled annoying. I don't want to say that you've got an annoying laugh.
Unique.
But if you think you've got
I'll
an annoying
it.
Laugh...
I'll do it.
That, what?
Oh, I'll say that they've got an annoying laugh.
Okay, now I'm trying to encourage people to call.
Also, we'll do this to encourage them, Fief.
But they're going
to
win something. Funniest,
most
would
unique.
You make this a competition?
Yeah, well, most
wouldn't.
Unique
no,
laugh.
I'm surprise and delight.
Don't miss Dave Hughes, the snorkeler at the Athenaeum. Now, this is Dave's show. The funniest, most unique laugh wins the prize, and that will encourage more to call through.
Yeah, but see, that was supposed to be a surprise and delight at the end.
131060.
It's almost my favourite thing when Boxy says surprise and delight.
I know.
Because it could mean anything.
Calls coming through, regardless of why.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
We are talking about Frances McDormand, who won a Best Actress Oscar. Oscar. It's like, I've had a big night at the Oscars. She won yesterday, got up on stage, fabulous woman and actress that she is, and we were just noticing she has a very unique laugh.
It gets us laughing, doesn't it? Maybe we should play her laugh to the people on the phone. Oh, hang on. We've already got one.
Is that you, Donna?
It is, Donna. I'm not even faking it.
Oh, Donna from Hyatt. Oh, Donna, you're amazing. You've already made me laugh. You're infectious.
Thank you. So I've been told. Is...
There we go, Donna.
We need to give you some space to laugh. Okay, Feb, say something funny to make Donna laugh.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Why don't you just play this again? That's work. All right.
So I don't even
just
need to say anything.
Keep Donna in mind for Melbourne's most unique laugh, guys. Keep Donna from Hyatt. Keep her in mind.
I love Donna. Oh, couldn't you just be around Donna at a dinner party? That's the best. Denise in Doncaster. Hi, Denise.
Hi. How are you going?
Yes, good. Now, Denise, is this that you've got a laugh that your husband believes is unique?
Yeah. He impersonates me. He can just. The drop of a hat, start laughing the way I laugh, and that sets me off and I just can't stop. He'll just stop dead in his tracks and I just, I'm gone.
Okay, now this is great.
Do you want me to try and make her laugh?
Yeah, can we try and make her laugh?
Hey, Denise, I'll tell you a little joke. How do you make a tissue dance? You put a little boogie in it.
That's a unique one. Denise in Doncaster with a unique laugh there.
Oh, this is so much fun. Thank you, Denise. Yana in Caroline Springs. Hi, Yana.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good. Yana celebrating Frances McDormand and her unique laugh. Now, Yana, your friends have apparently banned you from laughing in public.
Yeah, so... if we go out for dinner or we go out for drinks, I'm actually not allowed to laugh, and my best friend will actually cover my mouth.
Oh, okay, now Yana, we've got to check this out.
It's a bit rough, isn't it?
Can you please do Yana a joke?
Yeah. Please, that'd be great.
Hey Yana, what did one wall say to the other wall? Meet you at the corner. I should use my jokes on these guys all the time.
It's a good audience, aren't they?
Hey, Yana, let's all get a bit of quiet again. Can you give Yana one more joke, Fev?
Okay. What did one snowman say to the other snowman? It smells like carrots out here.
This is extraordinary.
Yana, that's the best.
All right, let's move on to one last unique laugh in Melbourne.
I can't have Yana's laugh banned by her friends. That's too good. Mickey, 8-Ball from Frankston. Hi, Mickey.
Whoa.
How are ya?
Yeah, Mickey, we're good. Now, Mickey.
Yep.
We can't wait to hear your laugh. How'd you get the...
hey, Mr. 8-Ball.
You didn't even need a joke. Where did you get the nickname 8-Ball, Mickey?
Oh, don't ask that. We don't answer that.
Who was the most unique?
Don't answer that.
Who was the most unique?
I'll give him one question. Can I do the joke?
Hang on. Yeah, Fev, you do your
joke. This is my last one. Okay. I've saved my best to last. What sound does a nut make when it sneezes, Mickey?
I'm not sure.
Achoo! Achoo!
Who was the best, Fiona? Because we've got this surprise and delight.
What about my great gags?
No, they were solid.
Yours were great. Well, I'd give you the Hughesy tickets if we could. How many tickets can we give out?
No, mate, I don't know how many. We've got a few here.
Let's give everyone tickets to see Hughesy.
Oh, listen, we might have to answer Hughesy on that. Well done to all of you. Oh, I wish I could. Can I try and add them all on so they all laugh at once? Hang on, I'll try and put them all on the line at once.
So
all of them are on the line.
Mickey, Donna, Denise, and Yana.
Fred's
going to tell one joke. And you've all got to laugh at once, okay?
You ready, guys?
Here we go.
Why do vampires believe everything you tell them? Because they're suckers.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9, The Fox.
Oh, it's that time. It's that time of week. Here we go. We even got the opener ready to go for
you. Have we fixed it yet?
Hughesy. Tuesday.
No. Tuesday.
Yeah, it's short and sharp. It's to the point. You know what I mean? Some openers are too long and they promise too much and you deliver too little. So when it's a small opener, pressure's off.
Obviously tonight, guys, Hughesy, we have a problem. It continues at 8:30 on Channel 10. A massive show lined up. And, of course, Fief, the comedy show getting huge reviews in Adelaide. 4.5-star reviews for every show of Dave Hughes, the snorkeler in Adelaide, and it's coming to Melbourne.
Yes, now
it's on that review. Good on the advertiser for doing a good review, because last year the Adelaide Advertiser reviewed my show, and it was a good show, I believe, Fev. And in the review, they claimed that my audience farted a lot.
I'm surprised that you've done that. Actually, the advertiser's actually done a review about your comedy show last week. Because they're so far behind in Adelaide.
We're half an hour behind, mate, half an hour.
I can't believe they've actually got onto that.
We love our Adelaide listeners. We don't really have
them.
We don't have them, mate. We're not national.
We're local,
we're
mate.
Melbourne. Melbourne, mate. No, your radio station.
I have to confess, though, I did get into trouble a little bit earlier on the show because we were giving away tickets to your comedy show, The Snorkeler.
Great.
And I thought this was quite clever. We were celebrating Frances McDormand winning her Oscar and that she has quite a unique laugh.
Mm. I don't think you'd want that in your audience, would you?
Okay, this is the bit you might not like, because then I suggested, why don't we find Melbourne's most unique laugh, and we were going to give one, because we were going to give away tickets to your comedy show all week. We were just going to give away one today, but we just got so many great laughs. I may have given tickets to each of these callers. Now I'm going to play their laughs, because you're going to have to identify them when they're in your audience. All right. So I've given Donna from Hyatt some tickets to your show. You, Donna?
It is, Donna.
She'll be there, Hughesy, at the Athenaeum.
Donna is going to dominate, isn't she?
Donna's going to be great.
Every joke that Donna likes, everyone's going to look at Donna and go, Donna's going to become the star. That's the problem with doing this.
Okay, whoops. Well, then I guess you're not going to want Denise from Doncaster in the audience.
Oh, God. Oh, she's got one of those laughs where you think, have you just had that special moment? You know what I mean? It's one of those ones where she needs to have a cigarette afterwards. I don't know if we can have Donna and Denise in the same audience. I don't know.
Special moment.
Well, you're not going to like this because Yana's coming too, and this is Yana from Caroline Springs.
Oh. Nah, she's in a soundproof booth. She's in the baby room. Yeah.
And then to get some gender balance, though, we've got Mickey from Frankston. He's going to pop along with this laugh.
April.
How'd you get the...
Get it?
So congratulations to all of those.
For God's sake.
The Snorkeler at the Athenaeum Theatre, March 29th through April 21. And ticketek.com.au for a highly reviewed show. Probably don't go that night that they're all going to be.
No. Well, I mean, but the audience love those people. That's the thing. The audience will enjoy their laughs.
So then what happens? And they want to hear more laughter and less of you.
Yes, absolutely. And then you do one and they don't hear that laugh and everyone goes, those guys didn't like that one.
We're going to come back.
Fifi, Feb and Byron, 101.9, The Fox.
Oh, that's a nice one.
Tuesday.
Yeah.
That's a better one. There we go.
That was really good. Thank you.
Solid.
Absolutely. So, so Hughesy, we've got a problem tonight. We know that.
Yes.
You know, Channel 10.
8:30.
Thank you. But Thursday night, everyone's going to be tuning with Fevolution on the Footy Show. Mm.
I think that's at 8:30 too.
Yes, absolutely. Different nights.
So we can discuss channels, both. Different nights. Different channels.
So, but you know what? It annoys me to see you, not that because I was on the Footy Show. That doesn't annoy me. It does not annoy me.
A little bit.
No, I heard
That's
you.
Fine.
I heard you earlier.
Yeah,
trying
I'm glad
to
you did.
Yes. No, it does not annoy me.
I'm just
me.
Laying a foundation.
I'm very happy for you to be on the Footy Show, but it's too late for me, mate. You should have been on the Footy Show, I think, about 11 years ago, all right? So remember, this is a dead set true story.
Okay.
You cost me $10,000. Back in the day, I was in another radio station. You had your moment with Juddy and the pressure points at the Brownlow.
Yes.
And the Footy Show, you were a favourite of the Footy Show back then, weren't you?
Yes.
You were the man.
Yes.
Fev goes on the Footy Show, everyone goes, yay, Fev's on the Footy
Show.
Yeah,
turn it on.
Yeah, and so they...
You stuffed that up pretty quick.
You did. it was one incident. There might have been a few before that, but I can't remember, but... There was one incident. So when the next year came around, I'm like, Fev will be on the Footy Show. The Footy Show will forgive Fev. The Footy Show, they forgive Sam for whatever he's done. They're going to forgive Fev. And then a bloke rang up our radio station and said he won't be on Fev won't be on the Footy Show this year. And I said, Fev will be on the Footy Show this year. And I said, if he's not, I'll give you $10,000. And this is my money. This wasn't radio station money. This wasn't an organised promo.
I wasn't not on the footy show. I wasn't on the footy show, and I was in a different state.
Yeah, I know that. That was a problem. You hadn't been drafted by Brisbane at that point, so that when I made the bet, I think, or when the bet was happened, maybe it was at the end of the previous year. But this is actual audio for a guy called Mick. Have a listen to this. This time last year, I thought Brendan Favola would be on the footy show this year on the panel, and I gave people 10 to 1, and a man called Mick rang the radio station.
Hello, how are you?
All that had to happen was Fev had to be on the footy show as a panellist, which would have seemed irresistible to the footy show, and yet they resisted.
I've never given anyone a novelty check before.
Mick, read it to us. It's all yours.
Bank of Husey to Mick, $10,000.
This is ridiculous. I gave that man Mick, that pommy, I gave him $10,000 of my dollars.
Yes.
My dollars, because you weren't on the footy show, which must have been 2008 or 7 or one of those years.
No, it was, Brownlow was 9, so it was
10. 10. 2010.
It was 10. My advice to you, Husey, is don't gamble. but you can ring him back up now and get your 10 grand back because I'm on the footy show.
I love it.
Husey, We Have a Problem continues tonight at 8:30 on Channel 10. That's your Husey Tuesday.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
One question.
Are you in labour right now?
Are you a billionaire?
Did three sisters marry three brothers?
Are you Amish?
Do you have a panic room?
Have you been abducted by aliens?
Have you married an object?
Have you died?
All we need is one caller.
We got one!
Okay, now it is a stretch. It's always a stretch. We ask a question and we just need one. Sometimes we don't get any. All we need is one.
Sometimes they're close.
Sometimes we get close. Okay, now Elton John is at it again. On the weekend at a performance over in Las Vegas, he told one of the concert goers, one of the people in the crowd, to F off.
Right.
He just abused them. Now, this is not the first time that Elton John has abused people in his audience. In fact, whenever he's on stage, I mean, he is famous for divas and, what was it, tantrums?
Tantrums and tiaras,
I think, was his documentary. Can we just relive some of Elton's great days? What did I say?
I don't know. What did he say to someone?
He yelled at people.
Oh, I'm not going to say it again. He swore at them. Oh. But he's famous for this, Fev. Here he was a couple of years ago having a go at some security guards in the audience.
The security guards down there, I know you're doing your job and you're trying to do your best, but can you sit the down, please? Security guards, please sit down, otherwise I'm not going to do the rest of the concert and you're in trouble. Now sit down, you...
Elton.
He's gotten shouty again at some prudes, people he didn't like in the audience another time.
Now all you stewards down there, especially the woman in the ponytail, lighten up, will you? These people have come to hear music and if they want to hang, put their hands in the air, let them. This is not China, so piss off.
Whoa, he gets angry.
Elton John.
I never knew this.
Well, I know, but Fev, the thing is, he comes here quite often. He was only here a few months ago playing on the green. We thought, let's ask the question.
Oh, this is narrow.
Has Elton John yelled at you? Now, I'm guessing whilst he's been in Melbourne, he's gone to restaurants, he's stayed at hotels, he's frequented shops. Mm. There's various security guards he would have encountered. He's prone to yelling at a security guard. Let's find out. Can we get one caller
13,
who's had Elton John yell at them?
Highly doubtful. 13, 10, 60 is the number. If Elton John has yelled at you, possibly some calls next.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
One question.
Are you in labour right now?
Are you a billionaire?
Did three sisters marry three brothers?
Are you Amish?
Do you have a panic room?
Have you been abducted by aliens?
Have you married an object?
Have you died?
All we need is one caller.
We got one!
Surely this has no chance.
Has Elton John yelled at you? He's famous for tantrums. There's got to be somebody in Melbourne in any of his various visits here over 30-odd years that he's yelled at. So I guess the question is, have we got one,
Byron?
Oh,
let's have a look. Hang on a minute. There's one that's come through on 13, 10, 60.
We got one!
Vicky in Doncaster.
Hello.
Vicky, have you been yelled at by Elton John?
Well, actually, no. Look, I haven't been yelled at. I got the nice side of Sir Elton.
Oh, okay. And well...
Just very quickly, I was sitting in a hotel foyer one day in the city waiting for somebody sitting there alone, and the lift doors open, and lo and behold, there's Sir Elton. Smiles at me, tips his hat, and nods at me. I turned around. There's no one behind me. It was me. And I was gobsmacked.
So, Vicky, did he yell at you?
No, he didn't yell. No,
he nodded.
Vicky, but what a great story. Vicky, I understand, even to flout the question that we asked, it was worth it to hear that. You got...
No. Sorry, guys.
I mean, no, we haven't got one, but Vicky, you've been nodded at by Elton John. So that's a win.
Hang on, there's another call, though. Could this be the one?
We got
one! Sandro Neri Warren, have you been yelled at by Elton John?
Not yelled at, but I got a death glare from him.
Ooh, death glare.
I was sitting in the second row of a concert during a really quiet ballad, and I sneezed about 5 times in a row, because that's just how I sneeze. And he stopped playing. He gave me the look of death. And then he said, if you're finished, now we can continue.
I reckon that's close.
That's close.
That's very close.
Yes, very close.
Sandra, I almost wish we changed the question. If it had just been, has Elton John got angry with you? Because that would, a death glare and asking you if you're finished.
It's very firm.
That's firm. Worse.
Okay. Like, thank you, Sandra. Close.
It's so close.
We got one!
But hang on a minute, guys. Sandra was terribly close. What about this one?
Maddie in Toorak. Hi, Maddie.
Hi.
Maddie, has Elton John yelled at you?
Yes.
Yes!
Okay, Maddie, talk us through it. What did you do to upset him?
So me and a group of friends were at a restaurant in Crown celebrating one of my friend's birthdays.
Nobu.
And he was there with some people having dinner, and he let loose at all of us for being too loud.
Oh. Yes, we've done it.
That's exactly.
Elton at Crown yelling at the girls.
Yes. I mean, that was good.
I love that. And this is the thing about We Got One. Mm. We're very specific with the question, which can be our undoing. But I loved Vicky. She got the tip of the hat. Then we stepped up and we got the death glare.
Followed by
a
firm word.
A firm yell.
Well played, Maddie. Perfect. Thank you for your call.
Well played, Maddie. And it's good to see Maddie's eating at Crown. Beautiful, beautiful venue. Just quickly, guys.
Yes, mate.
Congratulations to my basketball team, Melbourne United, who went through to the grand final of the NBL. They beat New Zealand in New Zealand in overtime, Boxy.
Well played.
The last, the buzzer had gone after he shot it, and it went in, and I jumped off.
Can I ask you a really honest personal question? Do you sometimes wish you worked at another radio station? Because you've been trying to say that for 3 hours.
I know. And I've had no chance to say it. I wanted to say it early, but we had to play something with Callum Scott where I got stitched up. Ha-ha, real funny.
Just like you, if this was just sport, you would love it, wouldn't you?
S-E-N. No, Fev, he's normally courtside down there at the Melbourne United.
Grand final coming up.
Good stuff. Have a good one.
Personalised T-shirt of Chris Goulding.
Oh, God.
That's embarrassing when you do that. I don't think Chris likes that either.
He does like it. He sent me a message at like 3 o'clock this morning going, yeah, boy. Okay. And I went, yeah, grand final, baby.
He's one of the stars and one of the Aussies that could likely end up in the NBA. He's a gun, isn't he?
He's a superstar.
Good stuff.
Fifi, Fev and Byron, 101.9 The Fox.
It was my birthday yesterday and, boys, you made me feel very special, you particularly, Fev.
Thank you.
You forgot at the start of the day, Byron. But other than that, it was great.
I was part of the bagpipe.
No, you weren't.
You did.
No, I wasn't.
It was lovely. But as you both know, when I left work yesterday, there was someone in my life very close to me who was potentially going to be in a lot of trouble. The D-man.
Your boyfriend.
My boyfriend. So he'd sent me a text message at about 7 and it was, it said happy birthday and the emoji was a slice of cake. Now,
this was during the show, 7 a.m.
Yeah.
And your reaction to that text message was not pleasant. you were upset.
Well, I wanted at least a love heart.
Something.
The kissy one, the one with the emojis, kissy. Like,
that's something that Byron and I would text you. Just a happy birthday with a cake.
Even a darling. Yeah. Just some form of affection.
Hey,
so
babe,
I was ready
birthday.
To leave here, fired up, game on. Now, he did come good. He rang me. I know he did. He wanted to take me to lunch.
Oh, that's nice.
He wanted to make the day special. So that was lovely.
Good work, D-man.
Yeah, he did. He swooped in. Maybe me not replying to his text message said it all.
Oh, yes.
This is the funny bit, Fev. So he rang me and wanted to take me to lunch and sent me lots of text messages. I treated myself on my birthday to a monumental Nana nap. It was one of the best. It was one of my best. I got home at 11 and I turned my phone on silent, and when I'm done, birthday, sleep.
What about lunch?
No, that's the thing. I woke up at 2 o'clock to all his messages and his phone call going, I've got 2 hours. He was taking a break from work. He was going to come and take me to lunch. So, no, he...
Where'd he take you? Lassiter's?
The waterhole.
Lou served them.
But it does... So, look, he came good. So, he's we're in a good space. But there is something interesting that he did say to me on the weekend. He was really excited when something occurred to him. And I said, why are you so jubilant and excited? And he said, I just remembered. I don't have to get you a birthday present.
What?
And I said, what are you talking about? And he said, because you didn't get me one last year.
Oh, that's not how it works.
I know. And I tried to say, well, see, Fev, I'm glad. And I hope he's listening. Because I said to him, yeah, but that was, I remember when it was your birthday and there was stuff going on. And I remember, I think we were on holiday and I'm, probably took you out for dinner. I know I didn't get you a physical gift, but surely does that... He thinks now we're in a gift-free zone.
So you felt that set a policy of some sort.
He does, yes.
I got... was Alex's... she had a big birthday last year. We won't say how old, but a big birthday.
She's probably proud of it.
Yes,
it's okay.
It was a big birthday. You are older than...
A few months. 1 month.
One month.
Yeah, you have to be
just
very
about
careful
exactly
here.
Like nearly 1 month. Because Snooksy is April 9th, right. So it's coming up. And I treated Alex because it was fair enough.
You did.
And I didn't get.
List through what they were. You don't have to do the price tag.
I won't
shoes,
list because it's
handbag.
Not. Yeah, shoes, handbag, necklace.
It's very nice.
Very nice.
Fev does very well.
It was probably the first time I've gone.
You're a
over
good gift
bit.
Giver.
That's probably the best I've done.
Okay.
And now I'm stuffed because it's got to happen every year. But I didn't get any present. Like I went out for dinner. She took me out for dinner and did a few other things, but I didn't actually get
no
a present.
No boo doesn't count because you go there every twice a week.
I didn't actually get a present. And fair enough, she is my present, so I don't really need one.
Oh.
So would you say, Fev, and I know how much you love Al, and clearly you've won the jackpot every day by having Al, but is it a little
every
niggly?
Day.
Is it niggly? Because this is where I want to go.
She could have done more.
See, I just wanted to open something.
The D-man and I are fine. Don't get me wrong. We're fine. I'll not mention the fact that he didn't get me a present and we've got some weird gift-free zone that he's created. Whatever.
Even just a card.
Just a card would have been
just
nice.
Just to open.
Not
I
even
mean,
that.
I didn't
really
get that either.
This. Yeah.
Gee, you've both copped it.
131060. I would be interested if anybody else has gift-giving grievances. Now, this is the niggly thing. You love your partner, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your wife, your husband. Yeah, it's all going well. But if you could be real, if you're going to dig down a niggle, there might be something that you're holding on to around the gift giving.
This could be a bit petty.
It could be.
Byron doesn't give anyone gifts.
Well, I did once get a Subi t-shirt from Fief in about 2010, which I've worn every day around her since.
I bought him a birthday present.
Didn't get me
and
one.
He's never bought me a birthday
I did.
Present.
I bought you a Green Bay Packers hat and I never got anything back
and
from
I didn't
you.
Get a birthday.
Oh, you did too.
So what you've pointed out,
that was
Byron,
a year before.
Byron, I've bought you a present for your birthday and then you set the precedent of no presents in return.
Fev has a hat for you. It's a Green Bay Packers hat.
I didn't
hat.
Even get a Green Bay Packers hat from you.
1310.
You got runway room products.
That's beautiful. That was for
good.
Free. 131060.
We have to pay for that.
Fifi, Fev and Byron. 1019, The Fox.
Now, I have to just say, my boyfriend and I are great. Things are going really well. But I just, this is niggly and it's minor and it's stupid because this is not what life's about, presents. But he thinks we're under this thing in our relationship where we don't give each other gifts for birthdays because I didn't give him one last year. I have reminded him we were overseas, we were travelling, that it wasn't really a gift-giving time, whatever. Okay. Anyway, I'm annoyed about that. It's a bit niggly. And I've said, has anyone else in relationships have gift-giving grievances? Yeah. Fev nearly ruined his relationship a few minutes ago.
Hey, let's not mention
okay.
it again.
But we've got Dalia in Balmorris. Hi, Dalia.
Oh, good morning, guys. It's actually Mrs. M, the art teacher from St. Mary's.
So, oh, welcome, Mrs. M.
Welcome back.
Now, my husband does not have a good track record with birthday presents. I'm telling you, there's been some doozies. This year, though, a little white box, navy spots. Everyone knows that a small box means good present.
Oh, doesn't it? Yeah, a little box with this. Yeah, what
little
was
little box. So I was all excited. Anyway, I opened up the lid, and for about 2 seconds, my breath held. I went, oh, my God, it's a car key. I have an older car, and for about 2 seconds, I thought, he's bought me a new car.
Oh, wow.
This makes up for everything. But then I realised I'd run over my own car key with the bit, and it was just actually a new key.
Just a replacement key.
He got you a replacement key.
Are you a teacher at my daughter's school?
I am.
Yes, that's
there we go. That's the reference. Well, thank you for that.
How are my kids? Are they good kids?
Well, they are fabulous, and I have Lulu next door to me at the moment, next to the art room, so she's in most mornings helping me.
That's beautiful. Aww. There we go.
That's so good. Wow. The Favola girls kids. Doing well.
Imagine if she said, nah, they're shitty kids. I mean, so flat.
We'll take the next call. 131060 is our number.
Thank you for that, Mrs. M. Peter in Narre Warren. Hi, Pete.
How you going?
Yeah, good, Pete. This is your chance to get some gift-giving grievances that are niggling away in your relationship off your chest.
Well, I only have one, and that's Christmas. Basically, throughout the year, my wife and I might do up the garden or fix up the kitchen, and we'd say, oh, that's our present to each other, you know, because it's expensive and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
But every Christmas, I'd always get her something, so there was always something to unwrap under the tree when they're handing out the presents to the kids and that, you know, and I always would have liked to see something there for me, but never.
I love that, Pete, because you are bang on what we're talking about. Your relationship's great.
Yeah.
You're both spending money on the, you know, renos and the garden, but you're just doing that little bit extra and it's not being appreciated, is it, Pete?
Sure.
Yeah, just something nice, but yeah, and it'd be nice to just, it doesn't have to be expensive or anything like that, like a brand new power tool or something, but just something to open, you know?
What's your wife's name, Pete, if you're brave enough to say it?
Laura.
Laura,
if you're listening, you've got a great bloke there.
Just a pair of Bonds jocks.
Just anything.
Just some socks.
Just something you can unwrap. I like that. I reckon that should be a rule in a relationship.
Well, we do that, Boxy.
Have something to unwrap.
We don't buy each other something for Christmas, but the kids will get Alex something, and which I'll buy, and then Alex will get me
something.
Yeah, I see.
You're doing it by the kids.
Because at Christmas, everyone else gets presents. You don't really need presents.
Mm.
Valentine's Day, don't worry about Valentine's Day.
Well, no, that's a separate one.
That's a waste
one.
Of money.
That's a separate one.
But birthdays,
in fact,
birthdays is, I reckon, is a present.
I don't know that Fee's boyfriend shines on Valentine's Day either, but we'll continue.
Valentine's Day is a nothing day, but birthday is special.
Yeah, actually, he didn't. I'm trying to wonder if he shined at Christmas. I don't think he did.
No.
I don't think I got a Christmas present.
You didn't get a Christmas present.
I didn't get a Christmas present.
Because you booked a trip to Hong Kong without him.
That's right. He was angry. He wasn't happy about that. Daniel in Hillside. Hi, Daniel.
Hey, how are you going, guys?
Yeah, good, Daniel. It's just occurred to me I have yet to receive a present from my boyfriend on any meaningful occasion.
Several sides to that story.
Anyway, Daniel, what's your gift-giving grievance that's niggling away?
Okay, well, this past Valentine's that just left, I tried to organise something special for my girlfriend. I went to a house, I set up some rose petals on the floor, some candles, went to a bedroom, put flowers, teddy bears, chocolate, her favourite drink, some jewellery, just a whole bunch of things that she loves. She ended up coming home, she was very surprised, she loved everything. She turns around to me, she says, oh, I forgot today was Valentine's Day.
Oh, jeez.
No.
Ouch.
Daniel.
Teddy bears involved.
Oh, Daniel, you've gone all out there.
Thank you.
She's like, I forgot to get you something.
That's not right, is it? And you know what? I have been putting my boyfriend under the bus, and I just remembered he didn't buy me a present for Christmas or my birthday just gone, but he did get me a plant for my last birthday.